This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
Because as a blind child, I was always told, well, you have to be careful. Don't run over here. You're going to hit this. To be able to do judo with sighted people, to be able to hold my own with them and be allowed to throw them and be allowed to choke them, and for them to see that I'm not so fragile, they can choke me too, they can throw me too, and I'm not going to break. That was very satisfying, just being allowed to participate in something rough.
Kelly and Company, sharing your stories.
Hey, you know what? Take that time, folks. Not only to shout because hour two of Kelly and Company is here. No. But it's that time of the year. Things start to warm up a little bit. You can open those windows and once in a while yell loud outside. Yeah, because it's spring. Just make sure if anyone calls the police, your head's ducked back in the window already. Ramya Muthan, my co-host. I'm Kelly McDonald. Welcome to the program. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, we get a chance to visit with our community reporters. They're all over the country, and they bring to us all sorts of interesting stuff that comes their way to talk about. Wade Brown joins us today from Edmonton. Nice to have you back, pal. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Ramya. I'm doing really great. Funny you just mentioned that it's spring and time to start feeling like it. I think it's going to reach 15 to 20 degrees by the end of the week, and things are looking good.
Oh, you guys have that time too, the resources and time to venture down to the river valley and enjoy yourself on, what is it, Rum? My best friend, the vernacular.
Yes. So fun.
And you get to sit down there, and what a wonderful resource, especially at this time of the year. Wade, but something else that we always find fascinating is ghost tours, and you've got one to talk to us a little bit about. This is the Edmonton Ghost Tours in Strathcona.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring this up early because I know a lot of people don't really think about ghost tours until, you know, October starts coming around, but Edmonton has a pretty rich history. It's been around here for definitely over 100, maybe coming up on 150 years here, so we've got a lot of really old hotels, a lot of old buildings that were built around the turn of the last century. Lots of things around the university and around that area, and people like to murder each other. So we just have a lot of events that are going on, and or I should say an event that's going on repeatedly. And so this lady has put together a walking tour of Strathcona, which is the district sort of right next to the university area, and it's available. I put various dates on the list because it's not really constant. Like some weeks are Monday, Thursday, Friday. Some weeks are Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. Like it's kind of a little bit all over the place, but they're starting now, and they're about $16. It's limited to COVID. It's limited because of COVID, so only 10 people per experience, and the tour guide has one of those outdoor sort of around the neck sound systems so that people have a clear shot and can hear everything that's going on.
Well, that sounds great. Any kind of walking tour I think is really great this time of year, and then in the fall as well, so this is a really cool sight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Like I haven't actually gone on the tour, but I've read several blog articles and posts about it over the years, and it just keeps getting more and more popular. So especially, we've got the big McDonald Hotel downtown. Like that's been a big source of various ghost stories. I know every time I go by there, I hear something new about some, you'll hear some clerk was, killed in an elevator, or some room isn't habitable anymore for some reason or other. Or
you sound like a non-believer,
Wade. A Victorian gown is walking around, all kinds of things.
I was saying you sound like a non-believer. Is that it?
Well, I'll believe it when I feel it. I mean, there's too much evidence for me not to definitely put the kibosh on it. But I have an open mind.
Well, some of those old places too, because they've been around so long, you get all sorts of history back, even in times where if somebody was killed or whatever, there wasn't as much investigation, or they just never found the person or whatever happened to them. So of course their spirits weighed. They're not resting well. they're you know, spirits that are kind of PO'd.
Yeah. And they
sounds
all
like
seem together in downtown Edmonton.
With all that unrest.
Right. More things to check out in Edmonton. Is this the Edmo Wood sign? Is that what you
say? Yeah, so the Edmo, I really wanted to just draw some attention to this because it's kind of a sign. I mean, it's a sign, but it just popped up in Edmonton a few weeks ago. And every day or every couple of days, it's just been moving around. And for a few weeks there, people, you know, were really confused because it would show up in the River Valley. It would show up on a hill somewhere. It would show up by the side of the road. And nobody knew where it was coming from or why it was there or anything. But so it turns out to be a promotion by a local radio station, Virgin Radio. And they do, you know, they're a top hits music station type of thing. And my opinion is, because there's a lot of opinions flying around, but I think it's sort of a nod to what's going on in Alberta and Edmonton. So recently, a lot of the laws surrounding filming and videography and that sort of thing and cinema have really just changed really within the last few weeks. And the Alberta government has really opened up filming and film production to higher caps on the levels of production or the amounts of money that can be spent on, you know, developing film and TV and so forth. Because I know up until now, it's all been short films and small productions. Everything that sort of has any size goes to Vancouver or Calgary. But, you know, oil won't last forever. So we're trying to expand our horizons and get into the film industry. So I think people really want to start paying attention to what's going on that way.
I think, and I've seen this because, of course, with working in media, I've heard a lot about the government itself to trying to encourage and say, hey, you know, why don't you think of shooting your film in this area or here? Let's try to get some people involved in doing that for jobs. And also, and so with doing that, they're submitting that money, and it's sometimes worth it to a film to be made in a certain area because of the breaks they can get, because of some of the other supports the governments can give. So really, really awesome. That's kind of cool. We'll put information, by the way, folks, about these subjects up on our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo. Let's stick a little bit more with art in that, Wade. The Art Gallery of Alberta, Citadel Theatre, and Windspear Centre.
This is a big item, so I just want to sort of get through it for a second here.
Okey-dokey.
So this is all part of the, I think it's called the Edmonton Spark. It's not exactly a festival. It's more like a chain of events that are going on all over Edmonton, basically,
nice.
And all throughout the next several months. So what happened was a bunch of business owners and event promoters got together and made this production or creation called Edmonton Spark. So the Windspear, the Citadel, and the Alberta Gallery, they have these open sort of windowed areas or where people can walk by outdoors and see, you know, symphony performances that are mostly videotaped, I think, as well as some art exhibits and other shows. And all kinds of areas downtown are putting up big displays, sculptures, performances, and they're all at different times and locations. And so they're just really trying to get people to either come to Edmonton, but also just check out that sort of staycation vibe. Like, they want people to really rediscover Edmonton right now.
Wow. That's really great. And there's different things that you need to remember, right, in terms of dates and times and things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of these productions are starting now and running for a week or two. Some are starting in May or later. Some are only around seasonally because they're outdoors. There have been, you know, one interesting display is the various companies have been putting up these huge I won't call them statues or sculptures, but they're just these huge displays. Like there's a bunch of birds standing on that building, or there are these weird aliens that are standing all over the town that are like 5 meters tall or something. And they're all just trying to draw attention or to highlight some aspect of Edmonton or some of the businesses and cultural associations around here. So if you keep your eyes open or if you keep your ear to the ground, there are just lots of things to see that are a little bit out of the ordinary right now.
I think that's the best way, especially with downtowns. Downtown struggling, finding things that we can do with social distancing. I love the Windsphere window watching experience where you get the video display to connect with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra. This is really what you want to see, or groups that right now, Wade, are struggling, and this is a way to remind people, hey, we're here.
Absolutely. Even one of the at the symphony, one of the things that I think I'll try to check out is there was a fellow who took his cello out in the field and just tried to serenade the cows for a couple of hours. That is one event I want to check out.
Wow. And the uniqueness that some people bring to these kind of things is really, really tremendous. And and when you see how unique, and I know Toronto boasts of the Illuminato and different things like that that go on. We have a few things in London that at the best of times when things are better are able to happen. And you hear about these things in all these different cities. So really nice to see Edmonton doing this, Wade.
Absolutely.
We will, again, put all this stuff up on our blog, ami.ca/Kelly Co. And Wade, when you're out there listening for, you know, the cello in the field, boy, you'll have that nice accompaniment, maybe the wind blowing and the cello playing, all of that for such ambience. And I think that's wonderful. Is it the music that you like? Obviously, I know looking at birds on the top of a building, we're all three of us are kind of, oh, that's nice, they're up there. But is it the music you go for when it comes for something like this, or can you get closer to something to touch?
I'm a big symphony guy. It's one of my like favorite art forms. I actually when I was younger, I played the tuba in a local orchestra for several years, and since then I've been a vocalist with a choir, and we sing with the Edmonton Symphony a couple times a year. We've done the Rings in concert, we've done video games live, a lot of big shows, so it's a lot. I love the symphony.
Oh man, that's really wonderful and such a way to relate to it. And yes, that's right, I remember that you have had those opportunities. Wade, as usual, wonderful stuff, and of course you bring the arts flavor to us too, which is beautiful, and a little dash of hauntings in that. Take care, my friend.
Always. Yep, have a good day, guys.
Wade Brown, he's our community reporter out in Edmonton. We will put everything he discussed up here in a little more detail, too, for you, so you can link over and check things out at ami.ca/Kelly Co. That's our blog, and we meet with our community reporters on Tuesdays and Thursdays right here on the program. Let's look ahead here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got lots of great programming on the show still to come. Key Osborne is going to be here in just a sec. We're going to discuss shoe trends after this. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.